Violet's Discovery, Preschool Version, Part 4. Today, Violet was going to the doctor for a checkup.
"He's probably going to tell me it's not getting better and that I'll never walk again," complained Violet.
"Now, that's a little dramatic," her mom responded. The doctor sent her to get x-rayed. Then, she and her mom waited for him to tell them the news.
"Well, it looks like you're halfway there, Violet," he said.
"In a few more weeks, you should be getting back to normal.
We'll take off this cast and give you a walking boot so you can start using that instead of the crutches."
Violet and her mom headed back home.
"I can't believe I have more time with this stupid injury," Violet said as she stared at the boot on her leg.
"The doctor said it's coming along well, Violet. You're already halfway through. You can choose to look at all the things you still can't do, or you can put on those special glasses of thankfulness and see things like God does."
4 weeks is so long," whined Violet. "Who cares that I can walk on it now? I still can't run."
"Violet, you can't change the fact that your leg is broken, but you can change the way you think. I don't want to hear any more complaining," her mother said sternly. Violet sat in her room, staring out the window, when she remembered the saying, "Carry weather inside you." She wanted to feel happy inside, like she does when it's sunny and warm. She didn't always want to feel like a rain cloud was over her. So she decided she would change. Violet focused on the Bible verse, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
"What can I give thanks for right now?" she thought.
"I'm thankful that I can walk without my crutches now. I'm thankful that God has made my body to be able to heal." She looked at her leg and tried to think of another.
"I'm thankful that I am getting closer to being able to run again."
Violet was starting to cheer up. As she looked for the good things happening around her and not the bad, she thought of something else, something she had never paid attention to before.
"I'm thankful I can choose how I'm going to feel."
What if she had to feel horrible the whole time her leg was broken? What if she had to stay angry? But she didn't. God had given her the gift of choice. She could be joyful or sad. Violet went over to the Bible verse on her wall. Under the verse, she wrote, "I am glad I can choose."